Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. The writer of Proverbs often refers to poverty. In his society, there was no welfare state, of course, and so poverty was an ever-present and terrible threat. If their family was unable to give support, then a person could become totally destitute. Begging would be the only option. It's not surprising that many Proverbs speak of the vital importance of giving to the poor. And in chapter 19, the writer speaks of the spiritual significance of such giving. He writes, "If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you." God loves to see people who are generous to the poor, and that's a theme which runs through the whole Bible, from the law of Moses to the sharp and down-to-earth wisdom of the letter of James. God expects us to care for the poor and will reward those who do so. The part of this verse that strikes me with particular force is the reference to those who close their eyes to poverty. The writer bluntly states that they will be cursed. God is clearly calling us to open our eyes to the reality of poverty, uncomfortable as that may well be. Poverty is never pleasant, and it's very easy for those who are financially secure to get on with their comfortable lives in blissful ignorance of the lives of those who are struggling through financial need. The statistics are terrifying. The Joseph Rowntree Foundation has been working for over a century to study the causes of poverty in the UK. It believes that more than 20% of the population live in poverty. This affects every part of their lives, their children's education, their health, their job prospects, their lifespan, everything. It's particularly painful to note that more than half of those who live in poverty are disabled or live in a family with someone who is disabled. I could go on. But these few details are enough to prove the point that this is a crisis which demands a response from all of us. So let me ask you a question. How aware are you of the poverty in your area? And what can you do to help? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for all the resources you've given us. Help us to be increasingly generous in sharing them with others, and especially the poor. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.